All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Collaborative Effort. This is a little different setup, as you can tell, and I'm sure most of you understand why. One second. Things have changed in the world right now. We are trying to adapt. So I obviously am trying to do my best to social distance, even though I have had people here. But this is also a good time to catch up with a lot of people that I normally wouldn't have because I like to use this type of setup, but I decided to take what I have available and start doing some long distance podcasts. I'm also utilizing some new equipment. Hold on one second. Also utilizing some new equipment, so this will be the first time I actually did this, so we'll see how it's going to turn out. But today I hope to be speaking with a good friend. His name is Bryce Alford. He is a professional basketball player. He went to UCLA. I do believe he is a title holder for the most three-pointers, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. But I'm trying to coordinate with him so I can get him on this call. But it's a great guy. I used to actually cut his hair back in the day when he went to UCLA. We always would nerd out about sports and a lot of TV shows. We have not had an actual conversation, I don't believe, and we haven't had a verbal conversation in probably over a year, so we probably have a lot to catch up on. I'm going to try to sync all this up. I am using this Rodecaster Pro and my iPad, so hopefully when he FaceTimes, I can pull the audio from the iPad. For all you that are watching this, if you guys are listening, it won't matter, but I'm going to pull the video from the iPad and have the audio synced up via Bluetooth to this mixer. But we'll wait a couple more minutes and see what happens. Hopefully this audio level is a little bit better because I know I am very soft-spoken, but we'll see what happens. Now I got you. What's good, man?
What's happening?
Oh, man, just trying to make the most of the time.
How are we all?
You back in California, or where you at?
No, my wife and I actually bought a house in Arizona.
Dope. How long have you been out there? And congrats.
Yeah, thank you. We got back in the middle of March, our season got canceled. Right.
Where were you?
So, what's that?
Where were you? Germany?
Germany.
Okay.
So we'll be out here until just pretty much in the off seasons. We are off season at home.
Okay.
So,
damn, man, how long has it been?
I'm trying good to see you though, man. It's good to see you.
We ain't talked in a minute.
I know, it's been a while.
I'm trying to think when the last time I actually saw you was.
Man, it's probably been 2 years since I was back getting a haircut.
Right.
Over there. So I don't even have family in LA no more.
Right, because Pops is in Nevada.
Yeah, Reno. Yep.
Reno. Yep. Nice. Well, man, fill me in. What's been going on? Well, so I can give you a quick heads up. So, like, for the legitimate way I try to do this podcast, it's called a collaborative effort. I like to bring people on that are or have like pursued some dream just to kind of let it be something to show other people that, you know, there's all so many different paths that you can pursue stuff. But Obviously right now there's a lot of other stuff going on. So we can talk about whatever, you know, just basic stuff, how people are coping, what you're dealing with or what you've done along the way. But I know you got a lot of stuff yourself that's interesting to people. Me and you got a lot to catch up on. So just fill me in on tell everybody who you are, what you've done, and then we'll catch up after that.
Bryce Alford, professional basketball player. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, played high school ball there, and then played 4 years at UCLA. Went to three Sweet 16s, set a lot of records at UCLA from the three-point line, have most career three-point makes at UCLA, most in the season, second most in the season, most in the game. Finished fifth in scoring all time at UCLA, so had a pretty good career at UCLA. And then I moved from there, played 2 years in the NBA G League with Oklahoma City Blue. So I went to training camp with the Thunder for 2 years and then played on their affiliate team. And then this past season, I took it overseas and played in Germany, played in the BBL, the first league in Germany. And our season got cut short this year because of the virus. So now I'm just back in the States and can't even really work out or do anything like that. So Yeah. It's been weird.
This slowed everybody down for sure, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So how you spending your time right now?
I'm a gamer. So Apex. I play a lot of Apex.
On what system?
PS4.
Everybody's got a PS4.
So I've been working on getting my live stream going. So I stream a little bit on Twitch.
Hey, I got a little setup. Text me a link. Or just tell me, text it to me too. What is it so people can follow you if they want?
Shoot, I got to make sure I say it right. It's probably, let me see. Hold on. Let me get it right. It's B4320, Twitch TV at B4320.
Is that four spelled out or the number four?
B4320. Okay. But yeah, I play Apex a little bit, Fortnite a little bit Rocket League.
Okay. What is Rocket League?
I played COD, but I don't really like COD. Yeah. Rocket League is it's like the cars and it's soccer. It's soccer, but with cars. It's a cool game. It's a pretty popular game.
But, okay. Yeah. That's dope, man. I'm missing out on all this. The only game I do play is Call of Duty, and I'm like probably subpar on that.
Yeah, I'm bad at Call of Duty, but Apex I can play. I can play Apex pretty good.
It's crazy. Like I used to love, what's the actual game? Titanfall. Like Titanfall I was pretty dope at, but for some reason it never, I think it's mental. Whenever like I'm decent on multiplayer, but any battle royale, like I'm just not into it. So I just get
different.
Killed. Yeah.
It's different. But yeah, so I've really just been gaming, playing a little bit of golf. Try to play golf as much as I can. The courses are actually still open here, which they're not pretty much everywhere else. So I've been lucky with that.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. I guess it's already distanced as is anyway. So that makes sense.
Right.
That's one thing I need. Well, shit, when this is all over, we got to get in. You got to show me. Like, I actually have some clubs. I have a friend that. Where do you golf at?
Where do I golf at?
Yeah. Well, okay, never mind. Don't forget, you're not in LA anymore. But at some point. Yeah,
but no, I mean, out here, you know, there's even in like a 5 mile radius from my house, there's like 10 nice golf courses. Damn. So I'm in heaven out here, man.
Well, at some point, we're going to be in the same place. We're going to have to get out there.
You gotta show me. We'll get out there. Sure.
I got some sticks, but yeah, I have yet to get out there. I have a friend that runs, like, he works at, like, the LA Country Club, or he used to work at the Bel Air
one. LACC, yeah, that's a big time.
I've just been bullshitting, making excuses, but now I feel like I should learn this, because...
Yeah, you got to get out to the driving range and hit some around, for sure.
Yeah, man. So what are you watching nowadays? What shows are you into?
And I mean, I've seen, being in Germany for 7 months, I've seen just about everything. Obviously, you finished Game of Thrones after all that.
How did you feel about how it ended? The whole last season.
Terrible. I hated the last season so much. Well, here's the deal. And we've had so many talks about this already, but like a lot of people were hating on the last season, like even after the first like one or two episodes. And I thought those two were really good.
Yeah.
Like people were, I remember a lot of people talked about the first episode when they're the Battle of Winterfell, mm-hmm. where the Night King died and everything. They're talking about how dark it was and like, all kinds of different stuff, but I thought it was very, very good. And so it got me very excited about the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I loved how Arya killed the Night King.
That was one of the few things I really appreciated about the season.
Super sick, the way she used the move that she learned her whole experience. And it wasn't expected that she was going to be the one. Like, you thought the whole series is going to be somebody else, and then she came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it kind of fell in line with like her storyline about how she was going to shut eyes. I forget who told her. I think it was the Red Witch that told her she was going to shut brown eyes, which was Walder Frey. Yeah. Blue eyes, which was the Night King. But then after that, it kind of just, it felt very rushed.
Yeah.
It felt very rushed. Like, I think they needed it to be 10 episodes. Absolutely. Or, you know, 8 or 9 episodes. But 6 episodes just was not... It was not enough, and then the ending they chose, just to me, it just didn't make any sense to me with how everything was. Sending John back to the wall was like,
even
it made no sense to me. You know, it's just so much that just I was so mad about.
Yeah, no, I have so much to say about this. Like, I feel like I agree with you, though. The the Battle of Winterfell, that episode, I have issues with. But everything after that definitely went downhill. The crazy thing is, for everything to be so rushed, I feel like, though it's not a problem in and of itself, I feel like episode 1 and 2 were so drug out. Like, nothing really happened. It set up everything, which would have been great if they stuck with that same pacing. but then the pacing right. just kept more, it just kept speeding up more and more. And then you could actually see, like, when you see like the coffee cup and the water bottles, like you could tell they were rushed. But like, I, if you would have been at the shop, bro, I was cussing every time somebody brought up that show. I was like, fuck the show. I hate the show.
Yeah.
Which
right.
for something that I love so much, which, you know, at the end of the day, yeah. it's small potatoes, but yeah, I think they definitely, they phoned it in that last season, which they said that supposedly Benioff and Wise, they were only there like one day a week each week right. for production, which I get it because yeah. they were trying to work on that big deal. But yeah, it was terrible. Right. I could
yeah, I'd like to have, to me, like the last person that should have been in, on the throne at the end was Bran. Like
mm-hmm. he even that
renounced like, his name from the, you know, as soon as he became the Three-Eyed Raven, he renounced his name and yeah. all of this. And like he, and then he, the fact that he accepted it, like, first of all, if they were going to like come up with the fact that he should be the king, it, I felt like he was going to decline it, you yeah. know, cause he was a Three-Eyed Raven and like, he was already declining everything that his, you know, that the Stark name brought. Yeah. And so that, and then, you know,
even like, even if everything. They were going to go through with that, like just the execution of how the episode, like that portion of the episode played out, it was just, right. it was terrible. It, yeah. yeah, I don't know. But it is what it is. What else are you watching?
Yeah. I'm not caught up on Walking Dead. I'm still a little behind.
What's the last season? I can tell you the moment I stopped watching.
The moment you stopped?
The moment. Yeah. Go first. I can't say the moment, but I know which episode it was, I guess.
It's very foggy to me because I haven't seen it in a little bit, but Negan was captured mm-hmm. and he was living in the basement or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't even remember, but I watched that whole season.
We're probably, well, no, you might be further than me. So the season ended when, I think, the season before that ended when, like, Rick could have killed Negan, but he didn't. Am I right?
Yes.
So I think yeah. I got two episodes into the next season. Like, they were actually dealing with their first issue of The Bridge.
Yeah.
And after that, like, well, no, before that, I heard that Rick was leaving and mm-hmm. what's her name, Maggie was supposedly leaving. And even you hear that, I mean, because the show really is Rick. And after, like, I think it was dope, but after Carl, I was like, and you gonna get rid of Rick? And then somebody told me what happened, how Rick left the show.
People, oh yeah, he died. Yeah,
well, I know, but for people that haven't seen it, you know, I don't spoil it. But yeah, so it's just one of those things. Right. Like, I was like, you know what, I don't want to watch this. And then I just started seeing every main character pop on different shows. So like Jesus is on like Prodigal Son, and then yeah. What's the guy with the stick? The name starts with the M. Black dude. Morgan. He's got a show on AMC. I'm like, yeah, I don't know that I ever go back into
it. It lost steam real quick, man.
Yeah,
it lost
steam. Even that last season before that, like I felt like halfway through I was kind of struggling, but pretty much after Glenn, like it was the worst point, but it was like the high yeah. point of the show. After that, it's like, where yeah. do you really go? And then they start yeah. talking about making a Walking Dead universe and all of that.
Yeah. I got kind of tired of that one. Then I watched, my wife's got me watching a bunch of reality TV now. So I'm on all
and,
of those.
Married Life. You watching what?
Love is Blind and The Circle and all those, you know, on Netflix. what's another good one though? You. I love You.
I haven't watched it. It's pretty good.
You haven't watched You?
Nope. I got plenty of stuff. I'm trying to look on my Apple TV list to see what I'm watching.
That's a really good one.
That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. There's two. The second season came out this year.
What's the premise of it?
Basically, it's main character Joe is like a stalker.
Okay.
And he falls in love with this girl, and he like narrates the whole show. And it's actually, I think it's brilliant writing the way they do it, especially in the second season, because he does these crazy things, you know, he's killing people and like doing all these creepy, creepy stalker things mm-hmm. just to like impress the girl and get the girl to love him.
Okay.
And he's doing all these crazy things, but the way that it's written and the way that they film it, it's like makes you kind of root for him a little bit.
It's kind of like, from everything I heard, it sounds like a new age spin on like a Dexter type show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, but it's cool. It takes a lot of plot twists and, you know, main characters get cut out, and it's pretty cool though.
I'm sure we talked about this, but it's been so long since it's been on. You up on Westworld?
Westworld, I haven't. This third season is going right now, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, so
only,
I haven't.
It's only eight episodes. I think tomorrow is episode 6.
Yeah, I was waiting until it finished so that I could just zoom through it.
Bro, this shit's next level.
Like, yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It's for the, well, you saw season 2, right?
Yeah.
If you know that how season 2 ended and they were going to kind of change the scope of things, it's everything I could have wanted. Like, I realized, like, in episode 3, like, I was mad. Like, you know it's a good show when you're mad that it's, like, about to be over already.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Get on that. I think that's, I always felt, even before the last season of Game of Thrones, like, I knew once Game of Thrones went off that Westworld would have been the best show on, and I really feel like it's the best show on.
Yeah. I agree.
Have you checked out, or have you heard of Devs?
Of what?
Devs.
No.
It's on, FX, which is now on Hulu.
Okay. I got Hulu, so I can do that.
It's from the guy, and it's, and once you see it, it, like, it's not quite the same level of Westworld, but it's made from the same guy that made Ex Machina. And once you get to the last episode and you realize who made the show and then how the titles of the show and the movie play into each other, like, it's next level. So I would definitely check that one out. Like, it's only 8 episodes. No. It's really, there's some action and there's some crazy stuff, but, like, overall, it's pretty slow. But, it, like, if you see Ex Machina, then you understand. But, like, check that out. That would be the, of course, I would say watch Westworld. But they also deal with a lot. That's what made me think about it. There's a lot of parallels in the stuff that they deal with, but they deal with it totally different. But, bro, I would definitely watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do Power. I finished Power.
That's another one. I hated that one.
Man.
Like, when they came back for, like, the second half, I'm like, yo, why am I even watching this? Like, it was just, oh, man. And then they got all these different spinoff shows. Like, I will watch Tommy. I think Lorenz Tate was the best actor, but I'm not interested in seeing his show. I don't care about Tasha. I wish Tyreek would die at episode 1. Like, and then I was so happy when 50 Cent's character died. I do not want to see a spinoff. But I love, like, I'm not as mad at Power as I was Game of Thrones, because I think the testament to Game of Thrones, so many people were pissed because they built themselves up to be such a great show, where Power was never that great, so I wasn't as let down. So, like, I still appreciate, I could watch Power right now and not be mad, because, like, you know what it is.
Right.
But, yeah.
What about How to Get Away with Murder?
Bro, you used to always tell me about that show. Last time we talked about it, I was, like, on season 2. I'm still at that exact same spot. What season are they on now? Like, 5?
The 6, I think.
6, damn. Okay. Yeah.
Did you like the?
No. First? Like, I want to go back, but I'm like, I would just have to just skip ahead to, like, now or the last season, because there's no way I could just go through all of that. Is there anything, any season, like, anything specifically I need to see, or can I just jump in at any specific point?
It's kind of one of those you gotta. Bro. That's the problem, is you gotta see them.
Go ahead.
It's a lot of, like, flashback stuff of like, for instance, where I'm at, Annalise Keating, her and her students are, like, getting charged with, from the FBI, they're getting charged with, like, murders for every single thing that's happened from, like, season 1.
Damn.
And so they talk about, they go into, like, depth of, like, each thing that's happened. So, like, you kind of, and, like, there's characters that, like, go away for a couple seasons and come back. You know?
Damn. See, that's what my issue with, what was it? There was 2 shows. One is Preacher, and I can't remember what the other one was, but there was 2 shows that I started watching and I got away from, so I just had to kind of, like, be smart about picking episodes and then just kind of skip through to get caught up. But, like, to be on season 2 and they're on season 6, like, I might just go to season 3 and then just, because I'm part of season 2. But, yeah, I'm going to just do that and then just figure it out. But, yeah, because you have never wavered off of this show, so I'm going to have
to. No, we got similar taste too, so I think you like it. I think it's good.
War of the Worlds. Have you watched that?
I haven't.
Uh-uh. It's dope. It's on Epix Network.
Okay.
So I went through some.
What about Money Heist? Money Heist?
I started it, but I haven't. How many episodes? I know part 4 is out, but how many episodes are in each part?
It's like 10 to 12, I think.
See, that's the thing. I think about how much time commitment it is, but I'm
on. Right. No, it's a lot. I'm like midway through part 2. The hardest part about it is that it's filmed in Spanish.
Well, see, I don't mind that. Like,
you don't mind? Because I thought my TV, this is, you'll laugh at this. I was trying to fix my TV for like the first four episodes because I thought that my, like, just that my sound was off on my TV. Like, it was just like, you know how it gets like behind sometimes? Mm-hmm. I was changing all the settings and then I looked it up and it said it's filmed in Spanish. And I'm like, oh my. Like, that makes so much sense because it doesn't look like they're saying that at all. No. That bugged me for a little bit, but.
I think two things. Like,
I like it though.
One, like, for me, just like, liking to be a writer, like I'll watch at least half to 70% of my movies with the subtitles on just to watch the dialogue. So not only that, I'm used to it. And there was like 2 months, another show, which there's four seasons, but only two of them are on Netflix. It's called Gamora. But I remember there was a summer where I was watching Gamora. I was watching Narcos and something else. It was like 2 months. I was just watching subtitles.
Not yeah, you're reading.
So it's to the point now where like I can watch a show and read the subtitles, and in my mind, subconsciously, I hear it in English as I read it. So for me, that's not that big of a deal. But I think it's just a money heist. I don't know. I gotta give it another shot. When I started it, like, it seemed cool, but it didn't like grab me. But
the main character, who they call the professor, mm-hmm. who's like the mind behind it, I think he's a big time character. That's why I like the show. The rest of it is kind of like up and down, and like you can kind of, you know, be on your phone during it a little bit, and not it's not like one of those, like a Game of Thrones where you're like dialed, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, I can.
But it's a good one.
I just got to know. I got to have something to hold on to, for the show. Actually, you know, kind of along the lines of How to Get Away with Murder. You ever watched Killing Eve?
Say that again.
Killing Eve.
No.
It's on AMC. It's dope. It's this. It takes place in Britain. The actress's name is Sandra Oh, but she's an investigator. They're basically, she's brought in to investigate and hunt down this serial killer who's a woman. And as they do it, like by random turn of events, these two become more and more obsessed with each other. And it's it just goes from there. But like, it's cool. It's very deep. It's very well written and it's very of the time. Like it's AMC caliber, you know, for as much as like, I might give shit to like Walking Dead, like AMC puts out dope content.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm trying to think. There was one other one. I don't know. I've been watching. I watch so much stuff I can't even remember anymore. It's a damn shit. Like, in this time, I will watch more content than I watch in a whole year.
Yeah. Well, dude, I spent 7 months in Germany, so it was like, practice and come home, and then it was just like, all right, what show are we starting today?
That's true.
Like, we watched ones that I don't even... Sex Education on Netflix.
That's on my list.
That's a good one. I think it's really, yeah, it's funny. Okay. It's like not a serious one. It's funny though. Messiah.
Yes. And that Messiah. That was good. I finished that one.
Messiah. I like Messiah. Stranger Things. Obviously, that's a good one. That one's always good. What's another one that only has a couple seasons out? I think I'm not remembering.
There's a show on AMC. On Amazon, it's called 000.
I haven't heard of that.
It's kind of like, it's actually, somebody told me it's made by the same dude that did Gamora, but it is kind of like, in the way, it's not like, but in the way that The Wire looks at things from so many different factions, the cops and the reporters and all that, and puts that in kind of like Narcos together, but it's like, it tells a story of this, like, American family that they're into like the transportation, and then the Mexican, the narcos, and then the Italian mafia. And it all revolves around how this one shipment of product starts in one location and its whole journey and just everything that happens and it influences all these people. And it is pretty dope.
Right.
I won't say that, but it's one of the few shows I think on Amazon that like would be like award winning. Like, they have something already, but like a drama. Because most of the things I think that they're getting nominated for are like more comedic stuff, like The Marvelous Miss Maisel. But like, this is their like House of Cards, their Narcos. Like, that I would definitely check out.
Right. Did you ever watch Zoo?
Let me look at it. I started it. What was it? Was it on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's so bad. Like, the acting is so bad and the plot is so bad.
Do they have multiple
But
seasons?
For some reason, I watched all of it. Like, just because I thought that like the original premise of like animals taking over the world was like a really cool, because there's not really any shows like that.
I'm going to watch it now. Okay, no, so I watched season one. I'm looking now. I never started season two. There's three seasons.
Season one was great.
I was literally just having a conversation yesterday. Like, I don't know how I feel right now, because with all of this, like, you see the reports about, like, how in, like, national parks, the bear population is rising. I'm like, this is great for them. But I'm like, yo, they're going to take over the world. So, so I was like, I need to watch this show just to get prepared for it.
Yeah. No, but it's so bad. It's so bad. Terrible.
Is it, like, a good bad or just bad bad?
I mean, I was hooked for some weird reason, but I felt bad for being hooked.
I get it. See, this I'll watch, because at least I know what to expect from this. It's some shows, right, like when I'm committing to seasons, like I don't know how I should feel about it. It's just tough to do.
Yeah.
Shit, man. So tell me about married life. How long you been married now?
The married life. I've been married
about a long way from when we met.
I know. Long way, man. Long way.
We switched
spots. Yeah, been married. We got married August 11th of this year. Okay. Crazy story, actually. So we got married August 11th, and we had to.
I was trying to push it back. Some beach. I can't remember.
Dana Point.
Yeah. Okay.
Dana Point. We got married down there, and then literally two days later,
trying to push it back.
Well, not the wedding. We were trying to push back having to leave after to go to Germany. Okay. And my team was like, "No, you got to be out here on the 13th."
Oh, damn.
And so we had to leave 2 days to Germany after we got married, which was crazy.
One day honeymoon and then on the plane.
Yes. So it was good though. It was good. Big time wedding and had all of our people there. And it's been smooth ever since. I don't know if I could do the overseas life without her taking care of it. It's tough.
I could imagine.
It's tough.
What's the, and we always put a negative connotation on it, but just in general, what's what's the biggest transition or difference from married life to non-married life? Even just from being in a relationship being in a relationship to being married, or just single to being married? What's the biggest thing you had to adapt to?
I mean, I think you get like the gravity of like the importance of having that tag on you every day of being married. You know, I think it, you know, if you're in a relationship, especially when you're young, it's like, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but like, you know, I don't know if this girl is like, if I'm not serious about, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so like, once you're married, it's like, no, this is lifetime. Right. Like this is, you know, I wear this on my finger every day. It's like a whole different deal. But I mean, it's at the end of the day, like she's my best friend. So, you know, we're very chill. It's just like living with your homie, you know, it's very, and that's what I think it's supposed to be like. So that was the biggest thing for me, was like when I was dating her, she was immediately like my best friend. And so then that's how I knew like this is different.
I feel like if I ever were to get married, and that's so tough, like to find somebody like that, but like I would have to, and I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if and I'm trying not to generalize women, but I feel like a lot of them, we'll look at the romantic side of it. And there's so many different aspects that we as men don't look at. But I feel like just for people, a lot of people, that's overlooked. I guess I should put it that way. Because for me, there's no way I could just, if you can't be my best friend, we can't just talk about these things. If I can't, of course, like she can't always just be like one of the guys, but if we can't hang out like I would with my guy, and I can't feel that level of comfort,
if you got to change the way you are in any way when you're around her, then something ain't right. Something's not. Yeah. Like, I don't have to change anything when I'm, you know, I'm exact. Like, I had my boy out here this week, and like, it was the same as if he wasn't here, you know, like there's nothing to like be altered with how she acts or how I act. And so it's very, you know.
Oh yeah. No, I knew you had the right one when you told, well, I don't know if you told me, one of your friends told me, but I heard you were getting married so soon. I was like, oh, you
didn't. Yeah, no, I, yeah, it was quick. It was
and
quick.
That's the thing. Quick. They say life comes at you fast.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Very quick.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, I told myself last year, damn, I'm fine. Like, I don't know. So probably like late 2018, I was like, you know what? I got to get some living out of my system, because I have a feeling like the next relationship might be the last one.
Right.
So obviously all of this has kind of put a damper on things, but I started out the new year in January. I went to the AVNs in Vegas. Like, I actually went to the awards because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do all this stuff. I won't. I mean, granted, it's good for your woman to be your best friend, but some shit ain't going to fly when you got a wife. So I'm like, all this stuff that I would like to do as a single man, I need to start doing now because.
Yeah, out the way.
Yeah. But yeah, because I got that feeling. I don't, you know, it could take its time, but I wouldn't be surprised if. Right. You know, not next time, but you know, like a year from now, I'm telling you, I'm like, I promise. But hopefully,
that's not what.
Yeah, I know. I'm fighting it though.
Yeah.
Shit, bro. How's Nate doing? Last time you talked to him.
Nate is good. He's in Reno with my pops. Actually, he's doing like a grad assistant deal there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting his master's, which is big time for him. So he's doing that and he's living in Reno. He actually has a serious girlfriend now, which is crazy to me.
Everybody's growing up, man.
Crazy to you hear that.
Oh yeah. Especially Nate.
Yeah. No, he's not the type, but he's got a serious girl and she's a good one for him. So they got a dog together. That's more than I got.
Yeah. He's writing on the wall. Writing's on the wall.
Yeah. So, but he's doing good.
Shit, man, I don't want to hold you too long. I'm trying to figure out, like, everybody I know has a PlayStation. So I'm like, if I get a PlayStation, I'm trying not to spend frivolously right now, but that's looking like a good investment. We might have to get on these games and show me how to do some Apex.
I can show you some Apex. Other games, not so much, but Apex, I can show you how to do that.
Okay. Well, man, text me the links for all that because I'm going to throw it up on the video. I mean,
for sure.
not that a lot of people are watching this, but, you know, if somebody does, they want to follow me.
I will absolutely show it to
and
you.
I appreciate you doing this with me, bro. And then, you know, when all of this shit passes, we got to catch up somewhere.
For sure.
You know, plane flights will be cheap for a while. So I'm out there.
Exactly.
All right, bro. Well, shit, I'm gonna text you some more recommendations when I figure out some more shows too. Stay safe out there. Tell Nate I said what's up.
And for sure.
I'll talk to you soon, bro. I appreciate you. Seriously.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. All right, bro.
Talk to you.